Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ, learning more about money, learning more about really capitalism, where the only way you make money is to help and serve other people. There is no pile of unclaimed money out there to just go grab. If you want more money in your pocket, it has to come out of somebody else's pocket. And the way to deserve that is to add value or provide a service to other people that deserves them giving you their money. We do it by adding value to property. That would be a flip house, or providing a place for someone to live. That would be a rental house or an apartment complex or self-storage or senior living, RV parks, whatever. Total Wealth Academy is an educational program for people who want to build a second stream of income. And it's kind of hard to define it just as that, because it's really people who just, they want to know another way to make money other than just depending on a job. You know, Warren Buffett has warned people for decades, never ever rely on a sole source of income, such as a job. You always want to invest to build a second stream of income. And then you can eventually live off that second stream of income, not work, retire early, or what most people do, they go find a job they love. I was joking with a retired guy today about the fact that retirement is just not that much fun. You know, people, you can only fish so much, go golfing so much, whatever. And then you're like, okay, so this is all there is to it. And it's not what it's cracked up to be. When you're happiest, you're helping and serving other people. Think about the happiest times of your life. Was it not serving your spouse, serving your kids, serving your customers, serving your employees? It's always those times. And when you retire and you're not helping and serving other people or only helping a few, it's just not as fulfilling. So be cautious of retirement being the goal. The goal is financial independence, not retirement. It's financial independence, being your own man, your own woman, in control of your financial destiny, free to do whatever you choose to do. Because there's a lot of people in jobs right now that they think they hate. They think they hate it. And the reason is because it's become just a way to pay the bills. They're not getting ahead. They're not achieving their financial goals. They're just getting by. You know, it's that paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. But if you think back to when you originally got the job, it was joyful and fun, wasn't it? That's why you took the job. But over the years, it just became a way to pay the bills. And the stress of living paycheck to paycheck hits you, nags you out. Next thing you know, you think you hate your job. Well, I could do case study after case study after case study after case study of people who join a group like Total Wealth Academy. They learn a second way to make money. They build up their second stream of income to a point where they can quit their job. And they don't do it. And you're like, what? I thought they hated their job. They wanted out. That's why they built that second stream of income. Well, when you don't have to go to work for money, the joy, the fun, the laughter, the adventure of the job comes back. And the next thing you know, you're at the same job that you hated before, but because you're doing it for the right reasons now, which is to help and serve, it becomes joyful again. It becomes fun again. It becomes exciting again. I've also noticed that contrary to, and I'll pick on Walmart, Walmart doesn't like their employees to have a second stream of income. I actually got a guy fired from his job one time. This sounds awful, but let me finish the story. I call up this guy and leave a message for him. Big mistake. And the message was something to the effect of, your apartment complex sold. Call me and I'll tell you how everything went. Well, the boss got a hold of that, found out he owned a second stream of income, fired him. He calls me up. I'm like, oh my God, this guy hates me. He's going to come to the office and just beat me to a pulp. He goes, you know, Steve, it woke me up. It woke me up. I needed to get out of this job. I realized that I work for a scumbag company that doesn't want me to have a life, doesn't want me to succeed. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Whew. What a relief that was. It didn't hurt that he had just made, you know, several hundred thousand or whatever it was off of selling that apartment complex. But nonetheless, he never went back to work. Or if he did, it would have been at a job that he loved and wanted to go back to work to. But I found that the more that I promote my employees to have a second stream of income, the stronger they become as an employee. See, some of you are who own a company are going, what? You mean, no, you've got to, you want your employees to be in debt. You want your employees to only have one stream of income, your job. That way they're the hardest working. They're forced to. What that is using fear and insecurity as motivational tools. You think that, you know, if they're in fear of losing their job, they're going to be better employees. If they're insecure about their job, they'll be better employees. This is so far from the truth that it's almost, it's laughable. Once you understand this concept, you'll laugh at yourself, your old self. Because if you use power through fear and insecurity to get your employees to work, you suck as a leader. All right, we'll talk more about this and why jobs, you got to have a second stream of income. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about lack of leadership is really the subject at this particular point. We're going to transition this conversation into independence, but bear with me on this, because what bad leaders do is they use pressure. They use your insecurity. They use your fear against you to try and get you to work harder. They think that gets you to work harder. When in reality, I would rather have a financially independent employee that doesn't need the job working with me. In every case, they're more effective, more professional, they're goal-driven, mission-driven, not fear and insecurity-driven. If you have a boss that you always feel on edge, you're always walking on eggshells because you think you're going to get fired if you do something wrong, that's not a leader. That's a manager. And they shouldn't be in the management position, leadership position at all. Do you know that when I was working for Bally's Health and Tennis Corporation, my city supervisor encouraged us to all go buy whatever car we wanted, encouraged us to buy expensive homes, and he didn't even try to lie about why he was doing it. He said right out, yeah, I want you in so much debt that you gotta work. Swear to you. He said it out loud. It's one of those things when you hear it, you go, did he really say that out loud? Yes, he did. And luckily he did, because it was one of those epiphanies that woke me up about jobs and job dependency in corporate America. So let's talk about some other things that companies use to manipulate you. My neighbor just got a new job, signed on for a 40-hour week job. Within 1 month of getting that new job, boss calls her in. You know, if you really want to excel at this company, if you really want to move up, probably should be more like 50, 55 hours a week. Now, did he offer her more pay for that? More compensation? No. Just whatever I'm paying you now. You should work, you know, 20, 30% longer for nothing. But that's to, you know, secure your job. Do you recognize what he did? He used fear and insecurity to motivate her to try and get her to work more, longer. And the stupidity of it all comes down to the fact that 35 to 40 hours a week, most people are more productive than they are in a 50, 60 hour week. I've always said this. Anything you can do in 60 hours a week, I'll do it in 30, and I'll do it better than you. See, this BS of more is better, it's activity versus productivity. It's all just that, it's BS. Not to mention what it does to their marriage, what it does to their relationship with their kids, what it does to their health. Many of you don't know this. Working over 40 hours a week shortens your life. Shortens your life. I believe it was France that did the study on that, or Japan. So the next thing, and this one drives me up the wall, I knew from the first time I heard about company benefits that they were just that, company benefits. And I don't know why I realized it immediately, because everybody I know thinks that company benefits are for them. That health insurance, oh, that sure helps me out. No, it doesn't. It helps them out. That 401k program sure helps me out. No, it doesn't. It helps them out. You people that think the object is to get a high-paying job with good benefits, now bear with me. I'm saying this facetiously to get the point across. your big dependent babies. Oh, I want the company to take care of my health insurance. I want the company to take care of my savings program. Get your own freaking insurance. Step up. Get your own investments. Step up. Stop being a little dependent, bottle-sucking baby. What's the goal? Dependence or independence? What's your goal for your life? Now, some of you, dependence is your goal. You can say it's not, but look at your actions. Some of you are actually staying in jobs you hate. You are miserable, but they have good benefits. What? I have an acquaintance, teacher, hates her job. Hates to wake up in the morning, hits the snooze button 3 times, hates her job. I go, quit. No, I just have to tough it out. 7 more years, and I'll be old enough to retire and get my pension. Now do the math, people. We live the quality years of a human life is about 70 years. She's willing to sacrifice another 10% of her life, 7 years, being miserable to get a couple grand pension. Now, why would somebody do that? Because they're too lazy to go learn a second way to make money. They're too lazy to go study, take a course, find out a second way to make money that doesn't require them sacrificing their life to do it. I had a lady who had a heart attack. When the doctor was done doing all the tests on her, he goes, "Ma'am, you have no blockage in your heart whatsoever. This was a completely stress-related event. The only stress you have in your life is at your job. You need to quit that job immediately." 6 months later, I ran into her, year later, whatever. She's still at the same job. And I asked her, "What? You know, your doctor told you to quit that job. Why are you still at it?" "Swear to you, this is what she said. Oh, but they have good health benefits, good health insurance that she's going to need because that job's going to give her another heart attack." Health insurance from your company is golden handcuffs. Your 401k, golden handcuffs. It's there to benefit the company, not you. And if you want to see evidence of this, go get your 401k. Go get that money. "I can't." Okay, don't go get it. How about you invest it in what you want to invest it in? "I can't." No, because you can only invest it in what they get paid a commission off of, or profit, or however it works. See, if you're looking for a company to take care of you, if you're looking for a company to pay your health insurance, a company to have your retirement program, you're a dependent person. You're very dependent, like a little kid. "I need somebody to take care of me. I'm not responsible. I can't do it. I don't believe in myself." That's what you're saying. But here's what I'm saying. You can take care of yourself. You are smart enough. You do work hard enough. Get your own doggone insurance. Undo that handcuff. invest in my recommendation, real estate, to build a second stream of income, and forget about that 401k. The goal is independence, but all of your actions are what? Dependent. I depend on them to pay my bills. I depend on them for my health insurance. I depend on them for my retirement. Not a good way to live. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where so far this show, I've been kind of harsh. And I want you to know that it's just to make the point and nothing more. It's just to make the point stick. See, memory works in certain ways for different people. An example is if you laugh, that releases endorphins, it releases dopamine, you remember it. It's why people can quote, you know, every line of Pet Detective or Austin Powers, you know, 20 years after those films came out, people can still quote perfectly from those movies because you laughed. You release dopamine, your body remembers it, your brain remembers it. But did you know that irritation also works the same way? And so what I was trying to do is just say it in a doggone irritating way. Because there's a certain group of people that's the only way that they'll remember stuff. The problem is that irritates the people who would prefer to laugh about it. So I tried to pepper it with some funny comments as well so that everybody remembers it. But if you summarize the last half hour of the show, it's getting into your brain that the goal is not to be rich unless that's specifically what you want. No, the goal is financial independence, where you are your own man or woman and you control your life and you do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whom you want. That's the key to success. In fact, that's Tony Robbins' definition of success. Do what you want, where you want, when you want, with whom you want. And when you reach that's success. You don't have to have millions of dollars in the bank. So, to summarize it so that you can take this away from the radio show, it's focus on doing things that make you independent. Don't do things that make you more dependent. And the way that some of the members are doing it is they're buying, say, their first passive income. They put $50,000 into an apartment complex. They make $8,000, $10,000 a year off of it. That $10,000 pays their health insurance. They go buy their own health insurance with that $10,000. Then they do their second investment. This time they've got $100,000 and they make $20,000 a year. Well, that pays their house note, their taxes, their insurance, their car note, whatever. and they chunk in these income streams one by one until eventually they're financially independent and no longer have to go to work. There it is in a nutshell. There's the secret. If it is a secret, it's not a secret. It's in thousands of books. But you can do this. I always feel funny when I say, you can do it, like I'm some motivational speaker. I know you can do it. If you've been able to keep a job, the same job, for a couple of years, oh my Lord, you're smart enough and professional enough, if you got yourself educated, to own a secondary income stream of $10,000, $20,000 a month, maybe even $50,000 a month, whatever you want. This is not, you know, real estate investing is not rocket science. You do have to know the best practices and the complete business model. I can literally show you that in one day. My Saturday class shows you that business model in one day. So start thinking independent. You don't want to be the little baby on the bottle till you're 65, 70. Because I'm telling you, when they wean you off that bottle, you're broke. And they're going to take the bottle away. It's not if, it's when. And if you're over 55, it's soon. Soon. So my sales pitch is, here's the two takeaways. Start thinking independent and avoid anything that's dependent. And then believe in yourself. Get out there and educate yourself on how to build that second stream of income. We can help. And then get your own flipping insurance. Get your own second income stream. And be independent. And then pass that knowledge on to your kids so that they can pass it on to their kids and so on and so on. Start a legacy of financial independence. Do you really want your kids to suffer with the same fears and insecurities about money that you and I have? You don't, do you? There's only one way to stop it. You got to stop it with you first. Remember the analogy from the airplane. When those oxygen masks drop, do you put it on your kid first? No. You put it on yourself first. Same thing with wealth. You can't sacrifice your life and say, I'm sacrificing everything so my kid can be financially independent. No, all you've taught him was to sacrifice. You didn't teach him how to get wealthy. You didn't teach him how to be financially independent. You taught him how to sacrifice. Leadership is by example. You must get out there and do this for yourself first so that you can pass it on to your kids. All right, there's my rant for today. Let me open the phone lines, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, as 10 of you have done so far, eight. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let's go to the first email question. This is a market research fundamentals. Ooh, you know, Sahaj, this is kind of a speculator's question. You've said, what are the key indicators when deciding on a city to invest in? Sahaj, I can go into any city, anywhere, anytime, any market, and make or lose money. See, if you know what you're doing, you don't have to speculate. You don't have to guess and try to pick the right city. If you know what you're doing, you can find great deals no matter where you are. I like to keep all my single families within 30 minutes of my home or main place of business. 30 minutes. I'm not driving more than 30 minutes to a rent house. If it's multifamily or self-storage or senior living, RV parks or whatever that you're investing in passively, I don't care where they are. They can be in Canada. But watch out. You've kind of got a speculator's attitude, and speculators lose. They always lose. You want to be an investor. Make sure you know how to make money in both the up and down markets, in any neighborhood, in any city, in any state. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, John, this is a question that comes up a lot. It's about putting your single family homes into an LLC. The challenge is due on sale clause. In most cases, there's a due on sale clause in your mortgages. If you move your property into an LLC, that counts as a sale, and the mortgage company can call the note due in full today. So if you owe $150,000 on this house, that $150,000 is due today because you put it in an LLC. We do not use LLCs as a very strong rule. And I'll tell you the exception to the rule. What you're going to want to do, John, is make sure that you manage your properties perfectly so you don't get sued. And then just in case you do something dumb and do get sued, and yes, you have to do something dumb to get sued. These attorneys are always running around, go, you can get sued for anything. You can this, that, and you. It's a bunch of BS. You have to do something stupid to have a legitimate lawsuit. Let's say that a freeze comes and your sidewalks move up 4 inches. Kid comes rolling along on his skateboard, trips over that 4-inch gap, breaks his knee. That's your fault because your tenant told you about it 3 months ago and you did nothing about it. But are you going to pay for that? No, your insurance is going to pay for that. John, keep $300,000 liability on every single family house and a $1 million umbrella policy over all your rental properties. We'll talk more about this and why we don't use LLCs when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank
you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Well, right now we're talking about LLCs with single family and why we don't use them. So what you've got is three layers of protection to keep you from getting sued. You've got management style, you've got insurance, and then you got the LLC. Well, guess which one of those is the weakest? The LLC. Guess which is the strongest? Nope, not insurance. It's your management style. It's the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Rule. Or that's really a principle. Manage your properties perfectly. What you want to do, John, make sure that the moment you buy a property, you take in $20,000 or $30,000, whatever it takes to make that house perfect. New paint, new flooring. If the sidewalks are uneven,
repair the sidewalks. If you've got a beat up back patio, replace the patio. I mean, make the house perfect. And then, John, keep it that way. When a tenant calls and tells you, you know, there was a freeze and the ground swelled underneath the sidewalk and now it's uneven, get it fixed immediately. Get it fixed immediately. That's how you keep from getting sued. Let me tell you the worst case scenario that I can think of and how it worked out. Guy jumps an 8-foot fence to get onto one of my apartment complexes, jumps a 4 or 5-foot fence to get to the swimming pool, drowns. Family sues me. It would have taken us $200,000 to win the case, so my insurance company just wrote him a check for $50,000 to get him to go away. And they went away. Who wrote the check? Me or the insurance company? The insurance company. Who hired the attorneys? The insurance company. Who took care of everything? The insurance company. I literally heard about the death. Then, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months later, I get a phone call from the insurance company going, it's all taken care of. We wrote them a check for 50. It's over. Okay, thank you. Good day. That's somebody dying on your property. And you guys are worried about, I will suggest, the wrong things. Now, we don't use LLCs. That's a rule. What do we know about rules? There's always exceptions. The exception, John, is if you're a fear-based person and it's very scary to you to own real estate, and the only way you're going to do it is if you have that extra layer of protection with the LLC, then by all means, get the LLC. In other words, it's not a don't ever use an LLC. It's you don't need one. But doggone it, John, if you're so nervous that you can't get yourself to take action without the LLC, then by all means, use that LLC and take action. Now, how do you use an LLC if you can't put the property in it? The LLC will be your management company. Now, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to go further into that. But, John, if you'll talk to your real estate attorney, tell him you want an LLC to manage all your properties, that's how you have to do it. The only exception to that is, let's say you get to about 10 rent houses. You can go get a blanket loan on all 10, and that is allowed to go into an LLC. Get to 10, put all of them in an LLC, and don't worry about it. There's carve-outs so that if you want to sell one of the houses, you can, or 3 or 4. You don't have to sell all 10 at the same time just because you have one loan. Okay, I think I covered too much on that one, John. Hope I didn't get you confused. I'll fire you an email and ask you if you understood everything. Thanks. Okay, let's go to the next email. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, Pete, this is interesting. Pete, you own property in the Temple and Killeen area, and it feels like a bubble. Let me tell you something. I think it's a bubble too. I think there will be a correction. I don't think it's going to be massive, but there will be a correction. So I think you need to be very cautious what you add to your portfolio right now. We're probably buying 30% of the houses that we normally buy. 30%. When the correction comes, that will jump up back to 100%. But right now, Pete, be very cautious. I think you're wise to recognize that this exuberance, this stupidity of people paying more than houses are asking for is going to end. Eventually, everybody's going to wake up and go, man, all those people that paid more for the house than it was asking are stupid. I don't want to be stupid. And they're going to stop buying. And when they do, inventory is going to go up, prices are going to go down. So make sure you keep a little capital free for when that correction comes, because there'll be massive opportunities at that time. Okay. Next question. If you got a question, you can call me, please. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, this is Russell about his first rent property. Russell, you're talking about both single family and apartments. And this is really a good series of questions. There's quite a few of them. Let me just pick a couple of them, and then I'll answer all of them after the show through email. Multifamily, referring to 5 units and up apartment complexes, are going to make you the most money per dollar spent. They do require a heavier down payment than single family. With single family, we can get in for 10% total out of pocket. With these apartments, it's usually 25 or 30% total out of pocket. That's down payment, closing costs, holding costs. So while it has the higher down payment, your rate of return's probably going to be higher than if you try to build a single family portfolio. So if you've got the money, Russell, then go with the apartment. If you don't have the money, then start with single family. Because remember, this is interesting. You know, I just kind of got the crystal ball question with the Killeen. Is it a bubble? Well, that's a crystal ball question. You have to follow this principle. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time to buy real estate? Today. So go, you can't go 20 years back and do it. So your best time is today. I don't want people hiding behind, I'm waiting for the market to correct. That's a bunch of BS. You're making excuses. You're scared. You don't know what you're doing. And this little deal you're describing here, Russell, that's a winner deal. I can tell you that right now. This 8 unit, that's a sweet deal if you got the 30% to put down. Let's see if there's another quick question. Yeah, I wouldn't bring on a property manager on something that size. I would do it myself, Russell. If you're going to do, you know, you need to take a course like mine on apartment management. Remember, single family and apartments are totally different. Just because you can run single family does not mean you can run apartments. They are totally different. Take a course like ours on apartment management, and I think you'll be way better off with that 8 unit than trying to buy 8 houses over the next year. Okay, hope that helps. Let's see if I got time for one more question. I doubt it. This is from an Amy. Having some problems with procrastination. You know, Amy, we're at the end of the show, and this is a really, really good question. I'm going to have to call you. I'll call you after the show, Amy. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.